Conference Board showing gains last month that are greater than economists were expecting. The Conference Board's leading economic index rising 0.6% in February. That beat expectations by 0.2%. A spokesman for the board says the recent measure of 10 key metrics in the economy indicates, in his words, robust economic growth throughout 2018.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
This afternoon, President Donald Trump took part in a panel discussion at the Generation Next Summit. Let's take a listen to some of the president's comments.
We're having a lot of companies come into the United States. We need workers. And by the way, illegal immigration, which will be probably one part of a question, but I'll give you the answer right now. We want people to come into our country, but we want them to come in based on merit, because we're going to need these people, because we have tremendous numbers of companies coming in, whether it's Chrysler leaving Mexico and coming into Michigan, or Foxconn is going to open up a tremendous place in Wisconsin. And we're very proud of that, because that was a deal that nobody even thought was happening or could happen. Apple, they make a lot of the Apple products. Apple is taking $350 billion and they're coming into our country with building here. And I said to Tim Cook a long time ago, Tim, it's wonderful, Apple, it's nice, but we want you to build the places here. And he said, because of our tax, because of what we've done, they're actually bringing in about $240 billion, but they're going to be investing $350 billion on new plants and a tremendous campus and lots of other things. So it's very exciting. And very exciting for millennials, very, very exciting for jobs.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I do have to say that that intro never gets old. Welcome, everybody, to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Truth, reality, you can't handle the truth. Keep thinking of Colonel Jessup. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Yeah, that's honestly what we deliver here on the program. That's what we deliver to our listeners when they call and they ask us for help. A lot of times, again, reality is a difficult thing to deal with. Many times people think that they're putting money away into their 401k and they think it's going to be enough. And again, I have to give them a dose of reality when they call up. Say, wait a second. How can you expect to retire at this date when you're saving this amount and even our rosiest predictions are not going to put you where you want to be, at least with the things that you want to do? It's funny. There was an article this past week It was one of the financial publications talked about this couple that said, you know what, we're out. We're out. They used to live in Boston, had a nice apartment, whatnot. They decided to go live in the middle of the woods in Vermont. For them, it was great. I mean, that was the thing that they wanted, that they liked most in life, is going on hikes. Guess they were able to work from their home, but they up and left. And they changed everything in regards to how much money that they were spending. They mentioned in the article that they actually go dumpster diving for stuff to save money. Now, I'm sorry. I don't know many people that are capable of doing that. My wife, for instance, I like the woods. I like nature. But my wife is like Melman from Madagascar. It's nature. She get her off me. She's a city girl. Just everybody is different and unique, and that's why everyone's financial plan needs to be different and unique. But everyone has to deal with the same reality. You have to deal with the demographics. You have to deal with what Social Security may or may not pay out. You have to deal with the fact that a lot of these pensions around the country, I don't know how much longer they're going to make it. I know. This past week, news out of the state of New Jersey. The state of New Jersey has basically decided to raise taxes on everything. Like the old police song, every breath you take, every move you make, except we'll be taxing you. I'm not kidding. You got income taxes for certain brackets over 10%. They raise sales taxes, fees here, taxes there, business taxes. There's going to be a wave of people leaving the state of New Jersey. And one of the reasons they have to do this is they've got to stick more money into their public pensions, which are underfunded. Story out of California. CalPERS is near insolvency. It needs a bailout soon. This is from one of the former board members. Right. And there was a piece as well, Martin Feldstein in the Wall Street Journal, talking about America's cure, Reagan's cure for America's debt disease. And he was talking about entitlements and how we need to raise the age for Social Security when people can receive it. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. All right. We're big defiers here again. You can't handle the truth. We defy conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom, and we say it again and again and again, and listen, my long-term listeners here on the program, some of this stuff is going to be review for you. I get that. I get that. But we really don't have a choice here, okay? Constantly, and I'm happy, constantly adding new affiliates, new listeners here to the program. This is stuff that they need to hear. And it's basics. It's fundamentals. It's like going out if you're a basketball player and working on your layups and your free throws. It needs to be done on a regular basis. You need to be reminded of this stuff. Conventional wisdom, my friends, is poisonous. It is. Conventional wisdom, conventional America, what? How does life work? Kid, go to school, get a career, have a family, then retire. Now, again, I am not one that will be able to retire. It's just not in my nature. Again, you take a look around the country, you see all these highly successful people that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s still working because they like what they do. I like what I do. Granted, okay, will I take a little bit more time off? Yes, I will, but that's okay. It is a milestone. They made it into a life milestone, a place you get to. A place you get to. I don't want to participate in that. Now, retirement, as currently defined by our society, usually takes place at what? 62, 65, 70. This entire concept, again, is becoming mathematically. You get it? Math. 2 + 2 = 4. Mathematically impossible due to various different factors. Now, Let's start with some good news here. And again, these are things that I've talked about before on the program, and everyone needs to really get their arms around. Somebody that is alive today, right now, will probably live to be about 140. Somebody alive today will live to be 140. There are over 20% more people above the age of 100 today than in 2000. 18 years ago. 20% more people above the age of 100 today. I love following and reading the scientific journals and medical journals out there to see what's coming down the pike, what's happening next. And I'm hoping and praying for all sorts of cures to terrible, terrible diseases, especially ones like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, diseases that make life later on very, very difficult. But they are coming up with a lot of amazing things. Now, granted, mortality has gone in the wrong direction the past couple of years, and that has been due to drug overdoses, which without a doubt is an epidemic. And not only I'm talking about a problem as far as retirement is concerned. You've got younger people that are dying. These younger people, the ones that are supposed to be working and putting into Social Security and pensions and keeping them afloat. It's a story out this past week. Within the next couple years, there are going to be more elderly people in the United States than young people. Now, I've watched this demographic happen, this demographic problem, because that's what it is, happen in Europe. And it is a disaster. It is a disaster. They stopped having kids, making their pension programs collapse in many respects. And you're seeing cuts across the board there. All of these improvements that I talk about when it comes to mortality, it basically changes the whole entire mathematical model for pensions, especially public pensions, because they don't really follow any mathematical model. They follow a political model, meaning I need to get myself reelected. Reality, Social Security and other retirement vehicles, these vehicles were not designed. They were not designed for people to have retirements that spanned decades, plural. You understand? Decades, two, three decades. They can't hold up. They can't hold that up. But this is perspective. 1935, the death rate per 100,000 people was 1,860. It's now down around 700. It's a 60% change. The death rate among people ages 65 to 74 declined 62% over the study period, while it decreased by 58%. Again, follow along here, people. 58% for those ages 75 to 84, and 38% lower for people over 85. People are living longer. They're living longer, and they're having healthier lives. This should be a cause for celebration. However, for people that are not prepared, for people who decided to stick their head in the proverbial sand and think that, oh, yeah, everything will be okay. Social Security, it's going to cause you an incredible amount of stress. What you should be worried about in life is living it to the fullest. Living life to the fullest should be your concern, not outliving your money. I want to talk more about this, some solutions to this. We're going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. That's key, people. We're here to help you. We're here to help you, and it's everyone. You don't have to be a seven-figure, eight-figure person to work with Markowski Investments. We're different than everybody else. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel anytime. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Baby, this is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
No more.
Hey, you got to get ready for this, guys. I'm just telling you right now, this Hathaway, this Jersey music, man. All those taxes going up in New Jersey, your next neighbors are going to be from New Jersey. No, I'm not. Listen, I was born in New Jersey. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. Another issue that we've been banging our hands on the table and warning people about for a long, long time has been the environment that we've been under with ultra-low interest rates. Now, we're starting to see interest rates creep up a little bit. Little bit. Yes, they're all worried, saying, well, the 10-year Treasury is approaching 3%, and they keep telling you that the sky is going to fall and the world is going to end. Are you kidding me? You're kidding, right? Because 20-some-odd years ago, it was much higher than that. You could save $1 million. You got $1 million... basically saved up. You could say, hey, you know what? I'm retired. I'm going to buy myself a 10-year treasury. I'm going to get about $60,000 a year in income. Well, what is it now? What are you going to get? About $25,000 a year in income? Let me ask you a question. Things gotten more expensive or less expensive? from 20 years ago. I am not talking cell phones and computers, but stuff you need to actually, you need to live on. Healthcare costs, which is obviously a big factor for senior citizens. Has that gone up or has that gone down? Again, this ultra-low interest rate environment has also done quite a bit of damage to pension funds and retirement plans out there because the cash position of the pension plan is yielding close to nothing. And they have to have a large cash position because they're constantly paying money out. Many people right now as well have had god-awful insurance policies sold to them over the years where the ultra-low interest rates have really messed them up. A lot of those variable insurance policies, people are finding out they're going to have to actually pay more money in, which is insane. Now, Social Security is a whole other thing, okay? That was inevitable. We were talking about that 3 decades ago, for crying out loud. The inevitable mathematical demise of Social Security. They have not collected enough in payroll taxes to cover the benefits that are paid out to retirees. They haven't done it since 2010. Some of the shortfalls made up by the using some of the interest it collects on the Treasury bonds held in the Social Security Trust Fund. The law states that Social Security must invest its excess revenue in Treasuries. Now, again, I've explained this using the classic masterpiece theater film, Dumb and Dumber, with Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. There was a scene there, well, it was part of the movie. These two doofuses find a suitcase full of money. They're unemployed, for crying out loud. They spend the money and they stick IOUs back in the suitcase like they could actually pay it back. That's basically your Social Security lockbox. Remember Al Gore's lockbox? Right. Right. Imagine if a long time ago, smart people actually invested those Social Security dollars. You could have just done it in an S&P index fund. Could you imagine the checks that senior citizens would be getting? Now, take a close look. Everybody, take a real close look when you can. If you get your Social Security statement in the mail, or you can actually go online. You can actually go online. And if you look closely at your Social Security statement, it states, and I quote, "Your estimated benefits are based on current law. Congress has made changes to the law in the past and can do it at any time. The law governing benefit amounts may change because by 2034, now that date's important, 2034, because they change it. And you know what? It doesn't go farther away. It just gets closer. By 2034, the payroll taxes collected will be enough to pay only, get this, 79% of scheduled benefits." Yeah, not going to be enough money there. Not going to be enough money. What are you going to do? Oh, you're relying on that Social Security? What are you going to do if the benefits are cut? What are you going to do? You know, it's amazing to me. I'm the only program that actually talks about this stuff, that actually goes to places around the world and talks with people who have had this happen to them. A lot of people will be heading off this summer to going to places like Greece for vacation, and they're going to have a wonderful time. You would think, wow, what a beautiful place. This is great. People must be doing great. It's got one of the worst economies in the world. People there, they relied upon the government for their government pension check, and it's been cut down to the bone. This is what could happen here as well. You know what the reality is that most people throughout human history have worked their entire lives. They have. The original Social Security program was started back in 1889. 1889, German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck started the original plan. The initial retirement age was 70. This was in 1889. Now, there was a crooked politician right there. 1889, retirement age 70. Eventually, they dropped it to 65. It was a fantastic political handout. Why? Life expectancy at birth was about 40. Get it? At the time Franklin Roosevelt started Social Security, life expectancy was 61. Life expectancy sits at around 79 years in the United States. If we actually indexed the retirement age at the same ratio, you got to follow along here, the same ratio when Social Security was started, our retirement age right now would be 84. Does that make sense to you? You understand? If they actually did the same ratio based upon when you can get it, factored in mortality, retirement, the Social Security recipient age today would be 84. Yet, do you know of any politicians anywhere, Bueller, anywhere out there nowadays that are willing to talk about doing what is necessary to shore up Social Security? Outside of Bernie Sanders, of course, who wants to just come and take your house. No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Again, this is the reality, people. Again, you want me on the wall, you need me on the wall. This is the truth, which is okay, because there was a lot of good things in this as well, too, right? Well, what do you do? How do you handle your financial plan? What are you going to do differently? Well, we'll get into that, explain that for you when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Get there. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
For many, many years, we've had this abuse by many other countries and groups of countries that were put together in order to take advantage of the United States. And we don't want that to happen. We're not going to let that happen. It's probably one of the reasons I was elected, maybe one of the main reasons.
President Donald Trump earlier today, as the Trump administration imposed at least $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, this is part of the president's America First trade policy. Dozens of surveillance videos of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock wheeling around luggage stocked with weapons and ammunition were released by MGM Resorts today amid lingering questions about the motive of the attack. The 32 clips show Paddock interacting with Mandalay Bay staff, playing the casino's gaming machines, and transporting suitcase after suitcase to his 32nd floor suite. It's unknown if the hotel staff ever asked Paddock why he had so much luggage. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I found the story during the break. Elderly in the United States are projected to outnumber children for the first time. The Census Bureau predicts the milestone will be hit within 17 years. Now, you think 17 years is a long time? It's not, because that number is going to continue to decline. Then there's going to be more elderly than kids. How do you suppose Social Security is going to be sustainable? Again, I've had to do this all too often here on the program, and I get emails from people all over the country that don't have a clue. They think Social Security is an actual bank account somewhere guarded by the dragons there. It's like Gringotts Bank. You've got little goblin bankers with dragons guarding your Social Security money, which is held in gold coins. Are you crazy? It's a pay-as-you-go system. You send money to Washington, D.C. They make you think that they are diverting your money by having two line items on your paycheck, where you have your payroll taxes and you have your federal taxes. And if you live in a state like mine, you get whacked over the head with state income taxes. They line item that stuff. The payroll taxes and the federal taxes all go to the same place. The money goes in, the money goes out. There's no Gringotts Bank. There's no dragons and gold coins guarding your Social Security money. You don't have any Social Security money. Do you understand that? It's not there. It's not even invested, for crying out loud. It's gone. Do you remember the scene in, think about it, It's a Wonderful Life with the Bailey building and loan, and they're having the run on the bank. And George Bailey's got to explain to everyone, no, the money is not here. It's in this one's house. It's in this thing over there. It's not even like that. It's gone. It is the definition of a Ponzi scheme. Do you get it? How do you think that is going to work out? I think it's going to work out when you're going to have more older people than younger people who are paying in. It's not. It's not. Anyway, we also mentioned, we talked about this last week or the week before, talking about the debt levels that senior citizens have right now. It's unprecedented. Senior citizens now owe more on their houses, their cars, even college loans than previous generations. The average, and this is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the average 65-year-old borrower has 47% more mortgage debt, 29% more auto debt than 65-year-olds had back in 2003. Now, the entire concept of student debt among 65-year-olds was completely foreign just a decade ago. Now it is an actual category, for crying out loud. Conventional, again, we'll go back to conventional because we don't like convention. We're anything but conventional. Conventional retirement planning wisdom. I don't even like using the word. It's not wisdom. It's not. It's conventional wisdom. States that individuals planning to retire should try to keep approximately 70% of their current income in retirement. The reality is that not everyone is capable of taking that 30% hit when they retire. And I'm telling you right now, keeping that 70% is a difficult thing to do nowadays. It really is. Life has gotten pretty darn expensive, hasn't it? Generations prior weren't paying back tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans. That takes a huge hit when you're young. When if you started saving when you were young, you could utilize time and the magic of compounding. Let me try to make this very clear to everybody. Not everybody is capable. You set a date down the road. Nobody's capable of making those cutbacks and retire. People are not going to like that. You understand? I start telling people the type of sacrifices they're going to need to make with their projections and what they have. And sometimes they're not too happy with me, but I'm like, it is what it is. Do you understand? I can't change the math. And again, that means you're going to have to start making some actual changes about what you're going to do and what retirement might look like. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Meaning sacrifice. Okay, you want to stop working. So unless you have a ton of money, okay, you're going to more than likely have to make sacrifices. Many of you people, your pensions are not going to be what they used to be. And again, it's not necessarily anybody's fault. It's just demographics. Do you understand? Everybody's looking to point fingers. You want to point some fingers, you can also point fingers at doctors and people that are extending people's lives, because that's a part of it too. We just explained that. It is what it is. I know we've had a lot of long, hard discussions about this right here on the air. I've had a lot of long, hard discussions about this with our clients, about rethinking the entire concept. We're going to take a break right here and do it again. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel any time. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store.
where service is the difference.
We get it.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Okay, I never know which direction this show is going to go. I wasn't planning on talking about this for as long as I have, but you know what? While I'm here, I might as well. I've described this before. It's kind of like a ticking time bomb in the room that everyone chooses to ignore. I want to go back to 2004. George W. Bush, who we're pretty critical of here on the program, but we're pretty critical of all politicians, he wanted to tackle Social Security, wanted to make reforms to the program, and his own party, Mitch McConnell, told him, no, we're not going to do that. Donald Trump, current president of the United States, oh, we're not going to touch, not going to deal, Social Security's going to stay, Medicare's going to stay. Really? Really? Okay, so you don't believe in math either, do you, Donald? Nobody wants to mess with it. Nobody wants to make those tough decisions. And those are people that it's not going to really bother anyway. Politicians will kick things down the road. They don't want to deal with it. See, I don't have that luxury. I have clients that I care a great deal about. I have listeners that I care a great deal about. And I don't want them to deal with this nonsense. You don't have to. And the reality is you just have to change the way you think. There's great news out there when it comes to entrepreneurship. And the amount of entrepreneurs that are 45 years old and older, the amount of people starting their own business. I had several clients this past week talk about me. You know what? I'm going to open up that store. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's exciting. It is. Today, we have so much power in our hands. We fail to even recognize it. The ability to get and learn another trade, educate ourselves. It's all there at our fingertips and our damn phones. There is going to be a trade-off. If we're going to want to live longer and healthier lives and do all of these things and be able to enjoy it, well, you know what? It's going to cost us, right? And technology is going to change. Things are going to change. You're going to have to reinvent yourself in some cases throughout your life. You might have to, you might not, depending on the career you have, depending on what you do. But I like to talk to a lot of people that bought into conventional wisdom and are a little bit behind the eight ball. And I say, well, you know what? Why don't you look at this as a positive? Is it a big deal if you work 3 days a week, find a job to do? Is that a big thing to do? You got 4 days off a week, work three? And you don't even have to make the full time over those 3 days. More and more businesses are looking to attract and hire senior citizens. What's the alternative? Be stressed out? Worry about running out of money? No, you don't want to live that way. Now, granted, the government as well has got to step in. We need to be coming up with some more tax advantages for people that are taking on the responsibility of caring for older people. We need to streamline the retirement account process. We need to give more incentives for business creation and entrepreneurship. All of these things are going to help with the old retirement reality that we try to explain to people. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, people, we welcome everyone. Get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, oh, oh. Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Ever just think about it? You listen to a song, you'd be like, what were they thinking when they came up with that idea? This would be one of them. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Got to get into some of these ripoffs and scams. And again, we, for years, trying really, really hard to educate people about, well, who is looking out for you? And, well, the big investment firms never have, never will. At least as far back as I've been going. That's quite a long period of time. I guess there's probably a point in time where they put clients' interests first, but it just hasn't been that way. And it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. There'll be fines that'll come down the pike. There'll be scandals, whatever it may be. Nobody ever goes to jail and nobody ever pays the price, and they just keep doing what they do. That's ripping people off and lining their pockets. I was watching that scene this past week. I was actually, because the reason why I was watching it, because I remembered it, and I said, hey, maybe I'll play that scene from the movie Wolf on Wall Street here when Jordan Belfort, he's training and he's working with Matthew McConaughey and they're out at lunch. And Matthew McConaughey is explaining what the job of a stockbroker is to take money from your client's pockets and put it into your own. You know that I had that exact same conversation? That exact same conversation. The first firm that I worked at, and I've told the story here on the program, getting called into the sales manager's office. Getting called into the sales manager's office, big, big boardroom, trading floor, and they did it over the microphone. Markowski's, report to Jeff's office. Bring your book. And this was back in the day when all of the trades, everything you did was done on paper. It was written down. You had a sales assistant write everything down. And we were doing a great job. We were bringing in more business, more clients, opening up new accounts. It was my brother Michael and I. My brother Matthew wasn't even with us yet. He was still finishing up college. And the sales manager takes a look at our book. He's flipping through the pages. And he's telling us, this is what you guys have to do. You've got to sell this, move this, unload this entire position here, move this over here. And we don't want to do that. We're not saying anything. We're listening. And we said, well, clients are doing fine. Our clients are performing well. Well, no, we want you to be buying this, and you got to listen to what the firm says, and you guys need to be making more. You're not doing enough in commissions based upon the assets that you're managing. That's a big one. That's a big one. They expect you to do a certain amount in fees and commissions over the assets that you manage. And it just, you know, seemed to me that my brother Michael and I were concerned about our clients' performance first and foremost. And we said, we don't want to do this. And it got into a really heated discussion where the sales manager was screaming at us and standing over us. And listen, I'm not a small guy, but this sales manager guy was much, much bigger than me. He was about 6'5", probably about 240. And he was gross, too. It was disgusting. He always had spit coming out the side of his mouth when he'd be talking to you. It's like dodging bullets. I'll never, ever forget that. What a horrific human being he was. And he screamed at us all to get the blank out of his office, that we were never going to amount to anything in this industry. And on our way out the door, he tells us, that's your money. It's not your client's money. It's the same thing that Matthew McConaughey was telling Jordan Belfort in The Wolf on Wall Street. Yeah, that's what you're taught. That's what the brokers are taught. You want to work with one of those people? You want to work with a broker at one of those big firms? Why? I get story after story. And I just got off the beaten track, which I often do. This past week, Merrill Lynch having to settle claims again over the sale of Chinese company shares to their clients. They didn't even look and they didn't do any due diligence. But why would they? Why would they? They made what? How much? Millions of dollars selling these shares of Chinese companies to their clients. Investors, U.S. investors lost billions in these Chinese deals. Tells Merrill Lynch care. They're there to sell stuff. They're there to sell stuff. And the funny thing is, though, too, is that, again, a lot of people out there, they aren't investors. They're gamblers. And they buy into the hype. They buy into the hype. They want it. They love it. They like that roller coaster. And I never really seem to understand why. Another one here. Deutsche Bank having to settle SEC charges for $4.5 million. Failed to police traders and salespeople who lied to customers about bond prices. There's another one. Bond traders? Bond traders. Think of bond traders as the Christopher Walken character and the film True Romance, where he plays the mob lawyer. And he talks about how he is one of the world-class best liars in the world. Bond traders, that's basically what they do. That's what they do. They basically get on the phone and BS one another. And they control the entire thing because they control the inventory and they can mark it up to whatever they want. And you know who really gets beat down with these things? Is individual investors, of course. Like always, what else is new? Anyway, guys, listen. Listen, you don't have to do this anymore. You can get off that nonsensical hamster wheel with these big investment firms because, again, they really don't care about you. We're here to help, and we help everyone, okay? When I mean everyone, I don't care if you're just getting started. I don't care if you're well on down your way. We're here to help. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Take advantage of everything we have there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The House passed a massive $1.3 trillion spending bill that funds the federal government through September 30th. The Senate must act by Friday at midnight to avoid a government shutdown, but from the sounds of things, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats are very pleased with this bill.
We Democrats are really happy with what we were able to accomplish on a number of priorities that Democrats have fought for all along. Infrastructure, education, opioid relief, and more.
The Senate is expected to vote on the bill later today. President Donald Trump signed an order today that paves the way for imposing about $60 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. The president said by taking this action, he would make the country stronger and richer. Folks on Wall Street did not seem to be a fan of this move as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has plunged over 600 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A feud is renewed between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The two men have traded insults in the past. In fact, Joe Biden has used this line before, telling an audience earlier this week.
I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the out of him.
President Trump responding with tweets on Thursday morning saying the former VP could never beat him up, actually saying that it would be Biden who would, quote, go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Trump also calling Biden mentally and physically weak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A California high school student is trying to plan a walkout to protest abortion after his history teacher was recently placed on administrative leave when she questioned whether there's a political double standard concerning school sanctioned protests. Brandon Gillespie is a high school student at Rockland High School in Rockland, California. He said he's using social media to organize and promote his pro-life demonstration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted a message earlier this week admitting mistakes in a privacy scandal involving a data mining firm with President Trump connections. He says Facebook is taking steps to better protect user data. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says, Facebook, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Well, when they talk about the fact, they say, we don't know how this happened or why it happened. I can help them out here. It happened because they made $41 billion selling this stuff. I mean, it's a little self-serving for them to pretend that they had no idea that people were using that data to target folks, whether it was for politics or selling them a gizmo. I mean, that's nonsense. And I do think that it's going to be interesting when they show up before Congress and Mark Zuckerberg has to sit there. And it's not going to be a pleasant day.
Exposure to loud noise at work is usually associated with hearing loss. But now health officials say there are some other reasons for concern. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
A CDC study published in the American Journal of Industrial Medicine found elevated levels of blood pressure and high rates of cholesterol are common among workers exposed to loud noise at work. Dr. John Howard of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is calling for worksite health and wellness programs to also include screenings for high blood pressure and for cholesterol readings for noise-exposed workers. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.